夺，让我们的脚，哦主啊，被你归正，好叫我们成为一般不仅跟随你，更愿意成为一般快跑跟随你的儿女。我们把自己、把亲爱的弟兄姊妹、把说话的、翻译的、我们听话的，都交在你的手中。主啊，你的膏油，将你的同在，将你的芬芳，将你的美丽，将你的荣耀显在我们心中。我们敬拜你，主啊，我们向你说，你爱我们，我们也要学习爱你。叫我们的心，叫教会神儿女们的交通和聚集，也成为主的喜悦和满足。我们谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
弟兄姊妹，大家晚上好。今天晚上我们要开始进入雅各书的第五章。
Good evening, brothers and sisters. We're going to get into the chapter 5 of the book of Song of Songs.
我们还是先把这一章圣经，一共有16节啊，我们把它读一下。
Let's read all 16 verses of this chapter.
为着因为我们在线上聚会啊，所以当我们读的时候，弟兄姊妹，你能不能在家里啊开口读？但是请先把你的麦克风关掉，免得我们有回音，还有时间间隔的那个不整齐，好不好
？Please mute yourself.
好，我们一起来读雅歌第五章。我妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中，采了我的墨药和香料，吃了我的蜜房和蜂蜜，喝了我的酒和奶。我的朋友们，请吃，我所亲爱的，请喝，且多多的喝。我身睡卧，我心却醒。这是我良人的声音，他敲门说：“我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。”我回答说：“我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢？”我的良人从门孔里伸进手来，我便因他动了心。我起来要给我良人开门，我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。我给我的良人开了门，我的良人却已转身走了。他说话的时候，我神不守舍，我寻找他竟寻不见，我呼叫他，他却不回答。城中巡逻看守的人遇见我，打了我，伤了我。看守城墙的人夺去我的披肩。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，要告诉他，我因思爱成病。你这女子中极美丽的，你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？你就这样嘱咐我们。我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。他的头像至金的金子，他的头发厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子，鸽子眼。用奶洗净，安得合适？他的两腮如香花旗，如香草台；他的嘴唇像百合花，且滴下墨药汁；他的两手好像金管 镶嵌水苍玉，他的身体如同雕刻的象牙，周围镶嵌蓝宝石，他的腿好像白玉石柱，安在金金座上，他的形状如黎巴嫩，且佳美如香柏树。他的口极其甘甜，他全然可爱。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，这是我的良人，这是我的朋友。我们讲到雅各书是一条追求主与主联合的道路路程。
I refer the book of Song of Songs as the way to pursue our Lord, to connect with our Lord.
所以以往有主的仆人们讲雅各书，有人用这个题目叫做爱的途径。
Before our time, if the servants of the Lord has, want to preach a sermon on the book of Song of Songs, they often use the title, Path to Love.
或者说的 The Journey of Love.
The Journey of Love.
我们跟着我们的主走，每一步路都有主的带领。每一个阶段我们看见都有生命中不同的光景。
But we are walking with our Lord. We have received guidance from our Lord in every step. We have in every situation with our Lord.
我可能这是我的个性。
This is just my personality.
我讲一点，读雅各书不是要让我们的头脑说我明白了这卷书。
We read the book of Song of Songs. It's not about how much you know about this book.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹都很盼望找到关于雅各书的查经或者解经的一些的文字记载。
I'm pretty sure, brothers and sisters, some of you may want to get into this biblical study of this book of Song of Songs, or have some commentaries about this book.
因为这本书它的篇幅呢并不长，只有八章，而且每一章都不长，都很短，只有大概十几节而已。
This is not a very long book. It's about 8 chapters, and each chapter only has like 10 or 15 verses.
所以若是我们为要得着一点雅各书的资讯，得着一点的知识呢，很快我们就可以把它读完，甚至我们也可以理出条序，条理哈，自己把它记住。
If you just want to pursue the knowledge about this book, maybe you can finish this book relatively quickly, or you can understand the order or the path.
但是这一卷书既然它是爱的途径，是带我们到与基督联合的。
Since we're referring to this book as the journey of love, that's really just bringing us to the Lord, connect us with the Lord.
它是需要花时间的。
You need to spend some time on this book.
会在我们生命里面做工改变我们。
This book will do work in our own life. It will change us.
所以读雅各书哈，我个人有一个这种的习惯，慢慢的读。
I have this habit of when reading the book of Song of Songs, I read it slowly.
有时候一节的话语，我要好几年我才完全进入。
For example, maybe just one verse from this book, it'll take me several years to truly understand entering into this verse.
所以这一次要用几个月的时间和弟兄姊妹读哈，我个人是觉得是一个好机会，但是呢若是要真的得着的话很可能呢我们得着一点皮毛了。
So it is great that for us to spend the rest of the several months to do it. Pardon me. Yes?I'm busy. Give me a second, okay? Sorry about that. It's my youngest kid who wants to play with me. Sorry. He's two. He does not understand. I am doing the work. It is great that we're spending several months to understand. But I hope, brothers and sisters, I hope you may continue to read this book and continue to learn. Spend more time on it.
在2015年、2016年呢，我有机会到远东去服侍。
In 2015, 2016, I had the opportunity to serve in the Far East.
我用了八堂的时间把雅各书简略的讲了一下。
I spent 8 sessions to briefly talk about the book of Song of Songs.
我讲完了，我自己觉得呢，觉得很亏欠。
After preaching the sermon, I feel I owe myself to the Lord and to other brothers and sisters.
一方面是因为自己不够成熟。
On one side, I feel I wasn't mature enough to talk about this.
另外一方面呢，用八堂和弟兄姊妹们交通呢，显得很仓促和非常的简略。
On the other hand, I only spent eight sessions to talk about this book. It seems like I was rushing through. It's really simplified the message.
我在年轻的时候学习建立属灵的生活。
I started to learn how to work, how to spend my life, living a spiritual life when I was young.
How to establish a steady spiritual life. 那是有年长的一位年长姊妹告诉我，她说：“伯弟兄。”你能不能每天早上晨更的时候啊，跪在主面前，用祷告的心读圣经。
There was a sister that was asking me, Brother Bor, would you be able to, kneel down and read the Bible in the morning?
那时候啊，主真的怜悯我，给我一点的心愿。
The Lord has given me mercy and given me this willing to do so.
而且我那时候还单身，我还是个研究生。
At that moment, I was single. I was also in grad school.
我晚上工作的很晚，但是我早上起来哈，七点钟到九点钟，我就用两个钟头的时间跪在主面前，借着圣经的话跟主交通祷告。
I worked very late hours, but I was able to get up every morning from 7 to 9. I kneel down and I read the Bible. I use the Holy Spirit to remember the verses and to understand the verses.
那一段日子啊，与主的交通真是甘甜，真是喜乐，从来不觉得枯燥。
During those days, the fellowship with our Lord is truly sweet and just joyous, and it was never dry.
我想今天晚上我开头的时候先讲一点经历的话。
So I hope I can speak a little bit about my experiences in the beginning of this time.
主曾经带领我用三年的时间读一章圣经。
The Lord has led me to read one chapter of the Bible. Take me 3 years to do so.
同一章圣经，每天早上。就是读那一章圣经，读了三年。
It was the same chapter. Every morning I read it for 3 years.
但是那三年那一章圣经在我身上对我的影响非常非常大。
But that verse, that chapter has did a lot of work on me in that 3 years.
我今天晚上不讲哪一章圣经啊，我盼望弟兄姊妹主也带你。有一个学习，有一章圣经，或者有一幅天上的情景，是你非常熟悉的。
I am not going to tell you guys which chapter it is, but I hope, brothers and sisters, every single one of you would have this chapter in your life, and to see in heaven can remind you to go back to the Lord every single day.
我们回到雅各书。
Let's come back to the Song of Songs.
我们看见雅各书第四章。这个追求主的女子，这一个属神的人，她的生命已经达到一个相当美好的光景。
We see that this virgin girl that pursues our Lord, her spiritual life is at a pretty good point of her life.
所以主对她的称呼和开头的时候是不一样的。
So the title that Lord gives her. Is different from the one that she was called in the earlier chapter.
主能够称她说，你是我的心腹，你是我的妹子。 心腹就是你是我的配偶。
Now the Lord has called her my spouse, my sister.
主在她的身上呢，能够看见她的自己。
The Lord can see himself on her.
换句话说呢，她和主之间的性情呢，已经是相配的了。
In another way, the Lord can, the characteristics or the personality of this virgin girl and the Lord are completely a match.
而且主来与他交通，形容他对主的态度的时候，他能够说呢，我的妹子，我的心腹，像一个关锁的圆，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源一样。
So her personality and herself has become so much like the Lord, and the Lord is able to call her my sister, my spouse. You're like a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
可见他人生的目的，他所有追求得着的，不是为着他自己，是为着主的。他是那么的专一，那么的保留，完全的归给主。
It's really saying this garden that's enclosed, the spring shut up, and the fountain sealed. This really means that her own pursuit, her own gain, is not because of, it's not for her. It's really for the Lord. She gave everything to the Lord.
并且到了第五章，我们看见。
Now we see in chapter 5, we see that
我们的主来到这个追求他的女子那里了，与他有甜美的交通。
Our Lord has come to the virgin girl that pursues her and has this wonderful fellowship with her.
他说，我的妹子，我心腹，我进了我的园中。
The chapter, verses 1 says, this is the Darby translation, I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse.
弟兄姊妹，这一个女子，她的全人，她的全心，变成是主的园子。
My brother says, pay attention that now her whole body, her whole heart has become the garden of the Lord.
这个园子是主在她身上细心经营、细心照顾、栽培而有的园子。
This garden has been carefully cared by the Lord, carefully managed by the Lord. Therefore, he can gain this Lord, gain this garden.
所以主能说，这是我的园子。
So the Lord can say, "This is my garden."
从另外一个角度来看呢
，from the other aspect,
这个女子达到了这个地步，也表示她对主的心智。他对主的爱慕，他对主的奉献。
For the virgin girl to reach this point, it really means that she has truly pursued and come to a certain point, and she can be seen as the Lord's garden.
他把自己在完全的归给主，所以主接受了说，这是我的园子。
She has given herself completely to the Lord, and the Lord has accepted that you are my garden.
弟兄姊妹，奉献的生活不是在奉心会。不是在年轻的时候受感动说主我把我自己奉献给你一次而已。
Brothers and sisters, the life of consecration is not a one-time deal. It's not you're at a summer retreat somewhere, you're at a young adult gathering, you say, Lord, I would like to consecrate myself to you.
弟兄姊妹，是的，我们有那样的决定，有那样一次确定的开始是好的。
Yes, if you want to make the decision of you want to consecrate yourself to the Lord, that is great.
但是呢，我们以后跟随主的路上呢，这个奉献必须是每天的，必须是时刻的。
But when we are living our life with our Lord, when we are pursuing our Lord, this consecration must be continuous.
当主在我们身上有一点要求，有一点带领的时候，我们告诉主说：“主啊，是的，因为我是属你的。”
If the Lord wants something from us, if the Lord is asking us to do something, we must reply, "Yes, Lord, I am yours."
这样子我们才可能从第一章走到第四章。
In that way, we can go from this book, chapter 1 to chapter 4.
到了第四章结束的时候，这个女子虽然主这样称赞她，这样欣赏她。这样从他身上得着满足。
that's why in chapter four, the Lord has just become so satisfied because of her obedience. She's willing to give up. She's willing to consecrate.
但是这个女子呢，一点都没有觉得自己满了，自己试了，自己得着了。
But the virgin girl never felt that she was completely full and she's completely satisfied of her own action.
她反而更多愿意接受圣灵在环境中给她的学习，给她的带领。
On the other hand, she's more willing to receive this guidance from the Holy Spirit and the experiences that she gets from the Holy Spirit.
所以在第四章十六节，她能够有一个祷告说，北风啊，吹来，兴起，南风啊，吹来。
Therefore, in chapter 4, verse 16 of this book, she could have this prayer of awake north wind and come south wind and blow upon my garden.
她愿意接受各种环境给她的考验和锻炼。
She's willing to receive the tribulation or the trials from every environment she can imagine.
好叫他的生命能够产生出香气
，so that she can have more fragrance in her life.
而这一切的得着呢，是为着他的主自己的。
And the whole entire purpose of her suffering, or entire purpose of her going through this trial and tribulation, is to have the Lord to have more.
他有这样的心愿，他有这样的祷告。我们看见第五章，主就来到他这里，说：“这是我的园子。”
Because of her will of willing to suffer more and to do more for the Lord and consecrate more, the Lord comes to her in chapter 5 and says, You are my garden.
弟兄姊妹，这是她每天生活中不断的过奉献生活产生的一个结果。
Brothers and sisters, this is really the result of this virgin girl was able to live the life of consecration daily.
我相信我们中间很多弟兄姊妹呢，曾经奉献过自己。
I believe some of the brothers and sisters have consecrated yourself to the Lord before.
也因着我们在主面前把自己献给主，我们跟主立了一个约。
We made a covenant with our Lord because we have consecrated ourselves.
以至于我们以后的生活，当我里面有很强的、强烈的感觉，主说你放下。则我一知道这是主，我就把它放下了。
Because we have made this covenant, we have consecrated ourselves in our future life. If the Lord has called you to give up something, you say, "Oh, this is from the Lord." Okay, yes, I'll give up.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做付代价。
Brothers, sisters, this is called this is called pay the price. Or
主怎样得着我们呢？
How does the Lord get us?
他为我们舍己。他付了生命的代价。
The Lord gave himself, gave his life up completely, and he paid the price of death.
那我们要怎样被主得着呢？
How can we be received by the Lord?
或者说我们要怎样更多的得着基督呢？
How can we receive the Lord more?
我们在奉献的生活中，我们每次顺服，每次放下自己，那就是我们付的代价。
In the life of learning how to consecrate, every time we give up ourselves to our Lord, that is called paying the price.
上一次我提到哈，我读到第四章后面和第五章开始。
Last time I talked about when I was reading the end of chapter 4 and the beginning of chapter 5.
有一首诗歌，上个礼拜呢，我在聚会前来不及把它找出来，现在我读一下给大家听。
I said there was a hymn that really moved me. I don't remember which one it is, but I can read it to you now.
在圣徒诗歌318首。
It's the hymnary book, chapter 318.
他说：“我当如何爱我的主，如何奉献使他欢喜？”我先。苏俊去拿我把这一节我先读一下啊。How shall I follow him? I serve. How shall I copy him? I love. Hymnary 318.
Yeah. I'm here.
好，接下来一句，不稍离开他的道路， 学习如何与他亲密。
Not nor from those blessed footsteps.
Blessed footsteps
swerve, which led me to his seat above.
啊，第二节，我的途径若是痛苦，主我求你尽我退缩，使我仍然向你顺服，追忆你的十架重负。
Lord, should my path through suffering lie, forbid that I should ever repine. Still, let me turn to Calvary, nor heed my grief, remember thine.
第三节，让我思念你曾如何，离开许多纯洁乐事，来忧来恶，来倦来渴，无家之夜，不息之日。
Oh, let me think how thou didst leave untasted every pure delight, to fast, to faint, to watch the grieve, though toilsome days, though homeless night.
为我来忧来倦来死，你来不求自己喜悦，地上安逸谁难加至，我岂爱你不胜这些。
To faint, to grieve, to die for me,Thou claimest not thyself to please, and dear though earthly comfort be, shall I not love thee more than these?
第五节，是的，我算万事为损，为要来得你的注意，丢弃万事虽如土粪，为着爱你有何可惜？
Yes, I would count them all.But lost to gain the notice of thine eye, flesh shrinks and trembles at the cross, but thou canst give the victory.
这一个追求主的女子，一个属主的人。
This girl that pursues the Lord.
她为的要她的主能够注意她，她说：“是的，我算万事为损。”第五节最第一句话。
In order to have the Lord lay eyes on her, and you know, she really said, "Yes, I would count them all but loss."
我相信有很多弟兄姊妹，当我们在剥饼的时候，或者人生中主救赎的爱摸到我们，我们都愿意这样跟随主。
Yes, brothers and sisters, I truly believe that you know, during the Lord's table or during some suffering in your life, if the Lord had truly touched you, you say, "Yeah, I want to follow you, the Lord."
当我们有这样心愿，我们心中或者发出言语祷告，主都听见，主都悦纳。
When we have such prayers, the Lord will listen to us, and the Lord will be happy to hear the prayer.
当我们进入真正的日常生活里面，主就说：“你愿意为我把这个放下吗？”
But when we have entered into our daily life again, the Lord asks us.
这个叫做奉献。
Brother, sister, the giving up the daily activities or something, that's called consecration.
主啊，为着你，既然你愿要，我就把它放下。
You said, the Lord, if you would like to have that, I'll give that up to you.
这样的人，我们的心就成为主的园子。
That kind of willing is called the Lord's will.
那么主进来，在我们里面找到什么呢？
If the Lord has entered into us, what can the Lord find?
他除了许多的香料之外，他没有讲名字。他说最特别的那个香料就是末药。
The Lord finds spices, but the most special spices is myrrh.
啊，弟兄姊妹，末药是死的香料。
Brothers and sisters, myrrh is the spice of death.
这就是我们奉献里面学的功课。
That is the lesson we learn from consecrating ourselves.
其实背十字架并不是很难的事情。
It is not difficult to carry your own cross, brother and sister.
我们肯把自己放下那么这个死，基督的死就坐在我们的身上。
If you're willing to give up yourself and consecrate yourself, the death of the Lord will come to you.
这是主来到一个追求他的人身上。第一个要找的，也是第一个得着的，满足。
This is the first satisfaction the Lord will come to a person who's pursuing Him, and the first thing He will get.
我们年轻的时候在一起追求啊，有一些年轻同伴，他们真是有心愿祷告。
So during my young years, I've met some brothers and sisters who have such a strong will to pray all the time.
我记得有一个年轻弟兄，以前根本不认识十字架，也不知道主死付了多重、多宝贵的代价。
I remember this one particular brother who never even learned the lesson of the cross or does not even know how much did the Lord pay to get
it. 有一次在一个聚会中，主开他的眼睛。
In one service, the Lord has opened his eyes.
他看见被挂在十字架上的基督何等的美丽，是人间没有的，像我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌一样。
He has seen, during the services, how beautiful, how great is this Lord that was hung on this cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常唱你是千万人中的第一人，你是千万人中最美丽的，巴不得主开我们眼睛看见这个。
Brothers and sisters, we often sing this hymn. You're the most beautiful out of the hundreds of thousands.
当我们很，我们被主的爱这样感动的时候，我们就跟主说。
When we are moved by the love of our Lord, we say this.
主啊，我像一个没有被雕凿过的，啊，粗糙的顽石一样，现在求你在我身上自由的制作。
You say, Lord, I am like this very hard rock that was never chiseled or shaped. I'm asking you to do your work freely on me.
我以前都是要求你满足我，从今以后为着你的满足，求你自由的在我身上做工。
I used to ask you to satisfy me, but nowadays, Lord, because I want you to be satisfied, I ask you to do work on me.
弟兄姊妹，主非常喜悦这样的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord will find great joy out from this prayer.
就开始在这个人身上，给他这个环境，给他那个环境，好叫他身上的流出末药的香气来。
The Lord will make will just lead us into this type of situation, that type of situation, so that we can reap the fragrance of the myrrh.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样跟随主。最先满足的是我们的主自己。
Brothers and sisters, if we follow our Lord like that, the first person who gets satisfied is our Lord.
那么我们周围的人也会从我们身上看见基督带给我们的改变。
People around us will also notice the change that the Lord has brought us.
我讲一个简单的小事情，就我们的家庭里面，本来父母跟儿女很紧张的。如果父母改变了，你就看见这个家气氛不一样。
Let me give you an example. If you see a family, maybe there's some tension between the parents and the kids. If the parent decides to change, the entire family environment will lighten up.
因为基督在这个人身上得着了可以做工的地位。
Because the Lord has entered into the household and became got the position that he can do work on people.
对不起，我要讲再讲一点啊。我小的时候是个很调皮、很贪玩、不爱读书的人。
Brother, sister, I'm going to talk a little bit about my own personal experience. When I was young, I don't really like to go to school. I don't like to read books.
我学会呢，在父母亲面前是很听话的样子，但是我其实根本不听话。
I usually pretend to be a good kid around my parents, but I'm not really good. I wasn't a good kid.
在老师面前，大家也觉得我个子又小，啊，成绩还可以，老师也觉得这个学生说得过去。
In the eyes of the teachers, they saw me as this very small kid who has pretty good grade. He's a pretty good kid.
啊，但是我自己知道我是怎样一个人。
But I know what kind of person I am.
我也不想改变我的自己。
I never wanted to change.
当然，一个孩子在父母亲眼中呢，啊，我是我父母生的，他们当然知道我是怎么样的个性。
My parents knew what kind of person I am, truly, really.
我记得我读到初中二年级的时候，我的母亲呢，常常念我。说啊，你就是不爱我，不爱读书，你这个样子将来没学校读了。
In the second, So in the second years of middle school, my mom often nagged me, say, "You don't like to go to school if you couldn't even get into a high school."
她天天几乎都要讲我。
Every single day, my mom will say things like that.
而且如果我调皮捣蛋被她抓到了，她一定修理我。
If I was being naughty and make some troubles in the house, my mom would, sort of clean my clock in a way.
我母亲越是管我，越是要我每天祷告，越是要我亲近主啊，我用一句简单的话，就是阳奉阴违，在他面前我就装得很乖，其实他一不看我，我就是另外一个样子。
I'm often be a good kid in front of my parents, but I often don't listen to them behind their back.
那我后来怎么会改变的呢？
How did I change from that kid?
等到我读初中三年级，真的要面临考高中的时候，我一点都不紧张，我也不想读书。
In my third year of middle school, and really I need to get into a high school, I wasn't nervous, and I didn't like school.
我知道我必须读书，但是我就是没有那个兴趣，没有那个动机。
I knew I had to go to school, but I wasn't motivated.
但是很奇妙，在我初中三年级的冬天的时候，
In the winters of my third year of middle school,
在我家里面呢，我母亲对我的态度完全变了。
My mom, her attitude towards me completely changed.
她再不像以前那样念我了。She
no longer nagged me.
她每次只提醒一句，她就走了，她不再说话了。She
would just come to me and say one thing, and that's it, no more.
有时下午回到家呢，家里很安静的，我发现我母亲跪在她的房间祷告。Some
days I came home from school, I noticed the house was very quiet. I noticed my mom was in her bedroom kneeling down and praying.
这不是一天两天的事情。It
wasn't just one day or two days.
我发现我母亲真的变了。
I noticed my mom really changed.
我心里面有一个感觉，我妈妈信任的主耶稣是真的。I
had this tingling in my heart and saying that maybe this Lord Jesus Christ that my mom believed is real.
因为我妈妈改变了。Because
my mom completely changed.
她不像以前那个样子要求我这样那样做个乖的基督徒了。She's
no longer asking me to be a good Christian and be a good Christian boy.
她不再念我，我反而开始。
觉得我该读书了。You know, she nagged me less and made me want to go to school, read books, and study.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做奉献，这个叫做末药。如果主能改变我，那个末药主会享受，我们周围的人也会得着。Brother,
sisters, the actions of my mom is really the fragrance of the myrrh, is really consecration. If I really change, the Lord will gain a lot of joy out of my change.
来到这个女子身上，她第二个找到的是我吃了我的蜜房和蜂蜜。The
second thing the Lord found on this virgin girl was a honeycomb with honey. So the Lord has said, "I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey."
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在诗篇里面讲到一个借着神的话语与神交通的人。
In the book of Psalms, it talked about if a person has received fellowship from the Lord, received the word of the Lord, the feeling is sweeter than the honey from the honey, dripping from the honeycomb.
这给我们看见这一个追求主的女子，神的话语在她里面变成她和基督之间交通的这个话语。
We have seen that in this virgin girl, the word that she's being fellowshipping with the Lord has become this honeycomb.
弟兄姊妹们，很多人认为与主交通就是闭着眼睛，一副很神秘的样子，脸上装出很安详的样子，那就是交通吗？
Brothers and sisters, some people have think that fellowshipping with the Lord is close your eyes and be all mystic about it and be peaceful about it from the outside. Is it really the fellowship?
真正的交通乃是我们把自己献上了以后呢，神的话语在我们里面向我们说，我们也用主的话跟主说，啊，我们的心意更新而变化了。
truly, if we want to fellowship with the Lord, is really from the bottom of our heart, we're talking to our Lord, then we receive the Lord from the word, receive the word from the Lord, then our mind, our will all change.
我们中间可能有些弟兄姊妹认识或者知道，啊，以前在台湾有一位爱主的西国姊妹，啊，我们称她叫做荣姊妹 ，Pearl Young。
There was some brother sister may know there is this wonderful loving Christian lady named Sister Pearl Young.
我读大学的时候，我就有机会参加她带领的等候聚会。
伯弟兄，什么是等候聚会
？The waiting on God, a meeting.
Waiting.
Yeah, we wait on the Lord.
When Brother Bo, when I was in college, I was able to participate, attend the meetings of waiting for God.
我那时候觉得要坐两个钟头，闭着眼睛，真是很难受啊！我常常觉得自己坐不住。
At that time, I felt like you just sit in a room for 2 hours. How can you do that?
1983年，那时候我已经出来侍奉主，我有机会回台湾，啊，去跟荣姊妹个别交通。
In 1983, I've already decided to serve the Lord full time, and I had a moment, I had an opportunity to go back to Taiwan and fellowship with Sister Rong.
荣姊妹给我两个下午，啊，整个下午到她房间的，不停的问问题，不停的，啊，跟她分享。
Sister Young gave me 2 afternoons entirely. I was able to go to her room and ask all sorts of questions and fellowship with her nonstop.
好，我其中一个问题我问荣姊妹，荣姊妹，我很多年很想问你，因为那时候跟你隔得很远呢，啊，不熟，不敢讲。现在我敢讲，我说荣姊妹，你坐在那里坐两三个钟头，到底在你里面发生什么事情？
I was able to ask this one question. Sister Young, when I was in college, I was so far away from you. I attended the meeting.
除了你教我们感谢赞美以外，那你不能一直喊哈利路亚，你又不是一个机器，又不是一个播放器，对不对？你必定有发生一些事情吧。
You were sitting in the meeting for 2 or 3 hours.What were you really doing? You couldn't really say hallelujah all the time because we're not a machine. Something must happen to you on the inside. What did happen?
我这样问他，他坐直了，他就笑眯眯。他说：“弟兄，我先问你，我也问你，你怎在你里面发生什么事情？”
When she heard my question, she sat up and she said, "Brother, what has happened to you during the 2 hours of the meeting?"
我就跟很诚实讲，我说：“荣姊妹，我照着你的方法。”我哈利路亚完了以后就空白一片，这是我早期，要不然我就看旁边的人，有人睡着了，有人满脸荣光，我就是坐不住。
I have to be honest with her, Sister Young. After saying hallelujah all the times, everything became blank. And then I looked around other people. Some people fell asleep. Some people was full of glory. I just couldn't sit down for 2 hours.
直到有一天圣灵在我里面荣耀了基督。我说我开始啊，我坐在那里就说不出来的甜美。
Until one day, the Holy Spirit has entered me and glorified the Lord on the inside, and then I could not tell how much joy and sweetness I have on the inside.
我跟他讲，从我开始侍奉主以后，每天下午吃过午饭，我就跪在主面前等候他。
Then I told Sister Young that every afternoon, since I started full-time serving the Lord, after lunch, I kneel down and pray and waiting for the Lord to come.
我也很诚实跟荣姊妹讲，有时候我跪在那里我就睡着了。
I had to be completely honest with her. I said, sometimes when I kneel down, I may fall asleep.
等到我醒来，我还是到主面前。
When I wake up, I was still in front of the Lord.
我跟荣姊妹说，我说我最近啊，开始跪在主面前的时候。主的话就一篇一篇的在我里面。
I told her that recently when I kneel down in front of the Lord, the word of the Lord has come to me one versus the other.
我跟荣姊妹说，不知道为什么我就能够在主的话语里面好像在跟主说话一样。
I said, I don't really understand how, but I was able to communicate fellowship with the Lord in his own word.
哇，他一听到这里哈， 荣姊妹更坐着指挺起来，然后她指着我说：“弟兄，弟兄，你是有福的。”
When Sister Yang heard I was my words, she sat up even more and said, "Brother, brother, you are blessed."
弟兄姊妹，主喜欢我们跟他交通，我们享受他的话语。他向我们说，像蜂房下滴的蜜，我们里面思想他的话语，还再回报到主那里，在主的心中也像蜜一样。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord really enjoys our fellowship with Him. When we receive His word, it's like the honey dripping from the honeycomb. But when we give the word back to Him using His own words, He also receives tremendous amount of joy from that.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们追求主的生活里面呢，我们借着圣经啊，跟主之间的交通甘甜如蜜一样。
Brothers and sisters, I hope in our own spiritual life.With our Lord, we hope that we use the word of the Bible and to fellowship with our Lord so that we can receive the honey from the honeycomb.
那么主来到这一个追求他的女子身上了，他说我也喝了我的酒和奶。
The third thing the Lord has said, I have drunk my wine and my milk.
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵有一个表号就是酒。
Brothers and sisters, another name for the Holy Spirit, is wine.
神的话语经过我们这个人的操练，然后成为我们可以发表的那个是奶。
The word of the Lord, the experiences of the Lord, after us being exercised, that can be expressed outward is milk.
这说出这一个追求主的女子，她的属灵生活，不仅她得着主。主成为他的满足，主也能够在他的里面得着满足。
This experiences of this virgin girl have had with the Lord, the fellowship, not only the girl can receive satisfaction and sweetness from this fellowship, the Lord can also be satisfied and have joy.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有个人灵修的生活？有的时候坐下来，天还亮了。等到你觉得该起来的时候，不知不觉已经好几个钟头过去，天黑了。
Brothers and sisters, have you had this spiritual meditation where you sit down, you meditate on the word of the Lord, fellowship with the word of the Lord? Maybe it's the daytime, but when you think, "Oh, it's time to get up," it's night. You sit there for several hours.
主在这个人身上能够与他交通，他得着主，主得着他，彼此的享受。
The Lord can have joy from this experience. The person who does that will receive joy from the Lord, and vice versa, the Lord have joy in this person.
你看，主在他身上得着满足，主就邀请说：“我所亲爱的啊，请喝，且多多的喝，我的朋友们。”
When the Lord has received full satisfaction from this person, the Lord will say, "Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, beloved ones."
我不敢去解释这个 friend 是谁啊，这朋友们。
I'm not able to express who is this old friend here.
因为呢，过去像尼托森弟兄在这里解这一段的时候，他说这个 friend 不是指的其他的基督徒说的。
This when Brother Watchman Nee was explaining this old friend, he said this is not to other Christians. This old
他说这是主邀请他的父。和圣灵一起到这个人身上来享受他。
Brother Watchman said, "This old friend is the Lord asking the Holy Father and the Holy Spirit to come on this person at the same time."
我完全接受他这个说法。
I completely accept this idea.
但是当一个真的进入，与主交通，主在他身上得着满足的人，这个人也能成为他周围的人的。满足和供应。
When a person can receive, can have this, has truly entered into the fellowship with the Lord fully, other people can gain from this person as well.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会的生活里面就会发现，有一些爱主成熟的弟兄姊妹，他们在我们中间真是我们的福气。
Brothers and sisters, in our own church life, we have noticed that some of our more mature brothers and sisters in our around us are really blessings from heaven.
你愿不愿意做这样的人?
Would you like to become this person?
别人不是说，哎呀，你看他又来了，因为大家都知道我的个性脾气，啊，在我的固执的点上面，没有人对我有办法。那个是一种情况。
Some brothers and sisters come to church. Other people say, "Oh, he or she comes again. This person is so stubborn. Nobody can help him."
他要坚持什么？我们大家都不说话，就让他做了，没办法。
If this person want to do something, nobody can do anything to convince this person not to do it.
但是另外呢，有一些特别，我现在每一次有年长弟兄姊妹回到主家中，回天家。我心里面都有一个怀念、失落的感觉。
Every time an elderly brother or sister have gone to see the Lord, I miss them a lot.
为什么呢？因为在他们身上，那个成熟的生命，今天教会呢，失去了。
How come I miss them very much? It's because that their mature life, is gone from church on earth.
今天对我们来讲也是一个激励，主啊，我们应该起来成为别人的满足和祝福。
This also should, elderly brother has gone home to the Lord. Should be an encouragement to us so that we can become one of them as well.
主啊，在我身上，啊，不要一直不变，愿我能够达到这个童女达到的地步。
You should have this prayer and say, Lord, do not let me just be idle like this. Let me to be in this situation. Let me reach the level of this virgin girl.
好像我们看见雅各书啊第五章第一节就结束了前面第四章整个的这个阶段。
The verse 1 of chapter 5 is more of a conclusion of chapter 1 through 4.
我们可以在这里做一个简单的回顾。
Let's have a quick callback.
这一个蒙恩蒙救赎的基督徒啊，因为被主吸引进入了内室。
This blessed Christian, because of the love of the Lord, has drawn him or her into the inner room of the Lord.
他尝到了主对他的爱。
This person has tasted the love.The Lord has had for her.
他一开头就如同的不顾一切的要找到主，要让主来牧养他。
At the beginning, this Christian found all sorts of ways to ask the Lord to feed him or feed her.
我知道有好些弟兄姊妹得救了以后啊，在那个他原来聚会的环境里面，不能满足他，就好像没有家可归的人一样。最后找到一个爱主的聚会啊，他就喜乐的不得了。
This is like a situation where, if a brother or sister after they were saved, they feel like this place that saved them is no longer their home. After they found another service or another church, they were so happy, they were so joyful.
他们因为呢，在那个聚会里面，他们高举基督，而且他们都是进入内室的人。
Because in this new church.Everybody has lifted up Christ high, and everybody has entered into the inner room.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在一起的服事啊，不要做外面的，我们要把基督带到聚会的里面。
Brothers and sisters, in our own church service, let's not only do the work from the outside. Let's work the inner room of the Lord.
然后他一路的走，我们看见到第四章啊，他几乎是已经脱去了地的辖制。脱去了己的捆绑。
So we see during her journey of pursuing the Lord, following the Lord, she has completely break free of the bondage of the earth or the sin, and she has completely break the bondage of her self life.
她也来到一个属灵的高处，能够认识属灵的征战。她也愿意回到日常琐碎的生活里面学十字架的功课。
She was able to reach a pinnacle of her spiritual life and notice the spiritual warfare that's happening above her. But she's also willing to go back into her daily life go back to the daily grind to learn these lessons of the Lord, from the Lord.
在我们的日常琐碎 mundane 很 daily routine 的里面哈，它却里面满了滋润，满了主的甘甜。
In our daily mundane life, but she was still able to receive sweetness from the Lord. She's full of joy and sweetness because of the Lord.
而且主从她身上得着了满足和喜悦。
At the same time, the Lord has received satisfaction and joy from her.
是不是这样就我们就达到了呢？
Is this the point? Is this it? This is the terminal point?
Yeah, we attain the destiny. 没有
the destiny.
所以第二节第五章，我们看见这个女子好像又来到一个夜间休息的时候。
So. This is not the destination, but in chapter verse 2, I've seen the girl has entered into another night.
她说，我身睡卧，我心却醒。这是我良人的声音。
I slept, but my heart was awake, the voice of my beloved.
主要带她到生命更深的地步。
The Lord is going to lead her into a deeper phase of life.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果追求主到一个地步
Brothers and sisters, if we're at a certain level of when it comes to pursuing the Lord,
我们的肉身呢，好像安息休息都不做事了，但是我们心里面是非常的清醒，非常的敏锐，也非常警觉的。
Our lifeIn the flesh may be resting, but our heart, our mind, our spirit is fully awake, is fully on guard.
这个女子啊，她的身体已经睡卧了。换句话说，她已经休息了，她要安息睡觉了，停止了外面的活动和工作。
In verse 2, it started with I slept. It really means this virgin girl has entered into this rest. Her body is resting. She's sleeping.
但是他的心呢，向着主是警醒的。
But because of the Lord, her heart is fully awake.
是冷静的。所以在这样的情况中呢，他听见了他亲爱的主的声音。
Her heart is not only awake, but it's also calm. Because of that, she was able to hear the voice of the Lord.
他主在那里敲门。
The Lord is knocking.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚开始追求主的时候，主应许我们，要我们去敲门，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, in the beginning of our spiritual pursuit, the Lord asked us to knock on the door.
所以在马太福音里面，主说呢，你们祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的我就为他开门。
So in the book of Matthew,the Lord Jesus Christ has said, the ones you ask, you will get. The ones you knock, I will open the door for you.
You seek, ye shall find.
You seek, ye shall find.
Ask, it shall be given unto you.
Given.
Seek, you shall find. And you knock, that it will be open. 弟兄姊妹，这是主邀请我们呢。进入内室的邀请。
Brothers and sisters, this is the invitation from our Lord asking us to go to the inner room.
现在倒过来了。
But now the role has changed, flipped completely.
主要完全的进到我们里面的，好像我们心中还有一道门没有打开。
The Lord wants to enter into us completely. It's almost like there's a door we haven't opened for our Lord.
我们知道圣经还有哪一处讲到敲门呢？
Where in the Bible has talked about knocking on the door?
在启示录第三章第二十节那里。
It's in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verses 20.
主对老底家的弟兄姊妹们讲说，看哪，我在门外敲门。
The Lord is saying to the brothers and sisters in the church of Laodicea, and it said, Behold, I am on the outside knocking.
若听见了，为我开门的，我就要进去。他与我，我与他一同坐席。
The ones who hurt me will open the door for me. I entered in me and you, you and me, I will dine with you. I'll eat with you.
弟兄姊妹，这是听见主敲门声音的人呢，必须是一个心里面向着主是敏锐、是警觉的、清醒的。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to hear the voice of the Lord, you need to be, you need to be alert, you need to be awake, before our Lord.
我们对于圣灵啊，就是主在我们里面一点的动向作为的，我们要有一个啊警醒敏锐的知觉。
So we need to pay attention. We need to feel every movement the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Everywhere the Holy Spirit wants us to go.
主在这里向他有一个新的请求。
The Lord has a new request.
主向他说，请你为我开门，向我开门。
The Lord has asked her to open the doors for, open to me.
弟兄姊妹，属灵生命的每一次的晋升和长进。
Brothers and sisters, every moving forward, every step you go forward in the spiritual life,
好像都有一关要经过。
It's almost like a hurdle you need to cross.
这个关呢是 threshold 哈，好像就是一个门一样。
This is called a threshold. It's almost like a gate you have to enter into.
啊，我们越要靠近主哈，啊，我们越清楚知道那一关我过了没。
The closer we get to the Lord, the more clear you know whether you have passed the threshold or not.
而过这一关呢，主必须先要得着我们的心。
But before you are able to pass this threshold, the Lord must receive our heart first.
你看啊，主在这里对这一个追求他的女子啊，有四种的称呼。
There are four titles the Lord has given to this girl who loves her.
第一个说是我的妹子。
The first title is my sister.
第二个他说是我所爱的，中文翻成我的佳偶。
Second one is my love.
第三个说我的鸽子。
The third is my dove.
第四个他说我的完全人。
The Darby translation, the translation is my undefiled.
弟兄姊妹们，这四个称呼说出这个女子四方面的光景。
All four of these titles have represented the four situations of this girl, this virgin girl.
我们上次讲到，主称她做我的妹子啊，表示她和主是同一个生命。
When the Lord was able to call her my sister, it really means they came from the same life. They have the same life.
他们同有那属天的生命。
They all have the life from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们得救以后得着的永生呢，这个生命就是耶稣基督的生命，就是耶稣基督的自己。
Brothers and sisters, the eternal life that we will receive after we are saved is the life of Jesus Christ and his own.
所以在哥罗西书第三章里面，保罗能够很清楚地跟我们做见证，他说基督是我们的生命。
That's why Paul, the Apostle Paul, was able to give us clear testimony in the book of Colossians chapter 3. It says, Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹们，因着这个生命，我们与主之间有一个非常直接、切不断的关系。
Brothers and sisters, because of the eternal life that we have this connection that can never be severed.
而这个关系啊，弟兄姊妹，是用爱来连。描写的
This relationship that we have with the Lord it must be described with love.
所以主说你是我的佳偶，他英文就说你是我所爱的。
That's why the Lord has called us or called this virgin girl my love.
然后他说你是我的鸽子。
Then the Lord has called my dove.
这讲到这个生命里面的特点是寻良的。
This very special characteristics of this virgin girl is he.She's peaceful. She's kind.
我们知道主耶稣在马太福音第十章里面讲到，他打发门徒们出去做工。他说你们要寻粮，像鸽子一样。
In the book of Matthew, when the Lord has asked disciples to go out to work, and the Lord has called asked the disciples to be like dove, be be gentle like doves.
那么这个歌词也讲到向着主的忠诚和信忠信 faithful.
Dove also represents faithfulness towards the Lord.
我们知道鸽子可以做信差的。
We know that we can use dove to send mail messages between people.
你把它带到远方去，然后在它身上绑了一个信啊，它会回到它主人的家去。
If you have taken this dove far away and tie a message onto this dove, the dove knows where to go home.
有人做过一些试验啊，那鸽子累了，我们就用水用食物把它引下来，然后把它关起来。但是它一有机会啊，能够得自由，它又飞出去，最后还是回到它主人的家。
Some people have tried to trap a very tired dove with food and water and put them in a cage, but the moment they can get free, they know where to go.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这说出鸽子的性格，这它里面的它特性。
This is the able to find home, being faithful to the Lord is the characteristics of being a dove.
主又称他做我的完全人。
The last the Lord has called her my undefiled.
啊，就没有被玷污的。
It's a very clear translation of the Darby undefiled, not being defiled.
这个意思就是他经过考验，他为主站住的。
It also means that after being tested through all sorts of situations, this person was able to stand his or her ground.
我们知道在新约圣经呢，使徒们他们教导，到了后期啊，都一再的说，你们要靠主做刚强的人，在基督里碰见考验的时候站立得稳。
In the New Testament, the apostles have often talked about you need to use the Lord when you face trials and tribulations. You need to stand your ground because of the Lord.
主这样子欣赏这个爱他追求他的女子。
The Lord enjoys and really likes this girl who really follows him so much.
主来敲他的门。
The Lord knocks on her door.
他说：“求你给我开门。”
And the Lord said, "Open to me."
因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。
For my head is filled with dew, my lock with the drops of the night.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主怎么会晚上没有地方休息？
Brothers and sisters, how come our Lord have no place to rest his head at nighttime?
主耶稣曾经对一个要跟随他的人说。
There was this one time our Lord Jesus Christ said to a person who wanted to follow him.
那个人说，主啊，你无论到哪里去，我都要跟随。
This person said, oh Lord, wherever you go, I'll go with you.
I'll follow you.
I'll follow you.
但是呢，主就回答他说：“主说啊，天空的飞鸟有窝，地上
狐狸有洞，
地上的狐狸有洞，只是我实在告诉你，人子却没有枕头的地方。”
Our Lord said to him, "Foxes holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to rest."
弟兄姊妹，主为什么没有地上枕，没有枕头的地方？
How come the Lord does not have a place to rest his head?
他要为着得着你和我，得着教会做他的心腹，他要劳苦。
Because the Lord must work, so that he can receive us and he can receive the church as his new bride.
所以在夜间，连这个爱主的女子都有床，都有舒服的房间可以休息，但是我们的主呢，被夜露滴湿。他的头发呢？他的头满了露水。
Even the ordinary girl who pursues the Lord, loves the Lord, have a place to rest her head. Our Lord's head is filled with dew. His locks is with drops of the night.
这个情景呢，让我们想起在《路德记》里面波阿斯的生活。
This reminds us the Boaz that was in the book of Ruth.
我们看见， 在要收禾稼的时候，到了晚上呢，波阿斯在他的禾场上面睡在外面，看守他的这些庄稼。
When during harvest, Boaz have to sleep in the field so that he can protect his harvest.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你有没有露营过啊？
Brother, sister, have you ever camped before?
或者说你根本没有帐篷，你就到野外去，这个叫做 survival training， 你自己找个地方睡。
Have you ever slept in the wild without a tent?
你知道晚上呢，当这个温度降低的时候，地上的湿气就变结成露水，是很冰凉的。
When the temperature drops at night, all the moisture becomes dew and is really cold.
好，弟兄姊妹，主受这些的对待或过这样的生活，是为着你和我，是为着教会。
Brothers, sisters, our Lord lived like this because of you and me.
那么现在主已经复活升天，坐在父神宝座的右边。
But our Lord Jesus Christ has resurrected, is sitting on the right hand of our Lord.
那么今天在地上，教会怎么样被建造呢？
On earth nowadays, how can the church be established?
神的儿女们怎么样被栽培起来，能够追求主呢？
How can the children of God grow in such a way that we can make great testimony to see the Lord?
主需要这一个爱主的童女做他的同伴，一起来服侍。
The Lord needs this virgin girl to be his partners to serve with him together.
我们可以这样讲啊，在希伯来书第啊，我们的整个希伯来书啊，讲到至圣所。
In the entire book of the book of Hebrews, it talks about the Holy of Holies.
当我们追求我们的主，主把我们带进至圣所来瞻仰他的荣美，那个生活好得无比了。我们已经被洁净了。我们已经成圣了，我们在主的面前要与主联合了。
So when we can be brought by the Lord to go to the Holy of Holies to face the glory of the Lord, the life is wonderful. That means, you know, we're fully cleansed. We're able to go meet our Lord face to face.
We are about in union with our Lord. 但是呢，希伯来书却没有停在那里。
But the book of Hebrews did not just stop at the union with the Lord.
希伯来书第十三章，那个作者告诉我们说，我们既然与他一同进入幔内，就应该怎么样呢？出到营外，忍受基督的羞辱。
Sorry, do you mind if I just read it really quickly?
Yes, please. Book of
Hebrews chapter 13
verse 12 and 13.
This is the Darby translation of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 12 and 13. Wherefore also Jesus, that he might sanctify the people by his own blood, suffered without the gate. Therefore, let us go forth to him without the camp, bearing his reproach.
弟兄姊妹，这就是在这里主敲门呼召的原因。
Brothers, sisters, this is the reason the Lord is out on the outside knocking.
这营外的经历啊，是主自己经历夜晚的熬炼。
This experience of on the outside is the Lord experiencing this suffering of night.
有一面正面的在这个图画里面，就是夜晚呢、那个熬炼，那个清和冷的空气呢，产生出滋润的露水来。
There is one positive aspect about this night. Because of the darkness, during the darkness, there is because of the wet atmosphere, it becomes dew. The dew becomes this watering source for all the plants.
我们知道在以色列地啊，他们那个地方。是地中海气候，有的地方是像沙漠，非常干的。
The entire country of Israel, some portion is very dry.
但是呢，那些地方却可以长出 非常好的果园呢，是因为到了夜间他们有露水。
But somehow there is this wonderful orchards. They can grow fruit. It's really because they have night, they have dews in the nighttime.
所以诗篇133篇。
So in the book of Psalm chapter 133,
他讲到在那里有永远的福，就是生命的福，如同什么黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
They talked about this eternal blessing. What is it like? It's like the Mount Hermon, the dew from Mount Hermon coming to the Mount Zion.
Yeah, 弟兄姊妹，这是我们在追求主啊。我年轻的时候跟随荣姊妹，她常常谈到这件事情。我们亲近主的时候，那个生命的祝福、生命的泉源在里面，好像露水淋到干旱的地方一样。
When I was young, I was able to study with Sister Young, and she often talked about this matter. When we are blessed by the Lord, we will receive the dew, and which is quenching the drought, the dryness of the inland.
所以这一个敲门，这一个呼召，是要求邀请这个爱主的人。
This knocking, this is really an invitation from the Lord, asking us to follow Him.
要在前面的日子中，借着与主同行呢。更深交通于基督的死。
In our journey going forward, because of the fellowship, because of the blessing from the Lord, that we can unite with Christ through His death.
这好像保罗在腓立比书第三章里面他的一个心愿一样。
It's like this well that Paul had in the book of Philippians chapter 3.
他说呢，使我认识基督。晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
This is the Darby translation. If you're reading the Bible, is Philippians chapter 3, verses 10. To know Him, which is the Lord, the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being comforted to death, to His death.
也像以弗所书第五章二十五节里面讲的。
Also, like the book of Ephesians.Chapter 5, verses 25.
主为着得着他的心腹呢，他说：“正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。”
It's like husbands love your wife, even as Christ also loved the assembly and delivered him up for it.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，从我们重生的那一刻，我们就经历主十字架的。祝福和功效。
Every single one of us who have received blessings from the Lord, after the minute we're saved by Him, we started receiving the blessings and the work of the cross.
因为唯有来到基督十字架底下的人，我们才得着洁净，我们才从圣灵重生。
Only the ones who come under the cross can receive the sanctification and the resurrection.And cleanse from the Lord.
但是基督十字架的深度和广度呢，它的伟大是我们一生到永世都测不透。
The depth, the width, and the greatness of the cross, we need to use our entire life to learn about that.
我简单的提啊，在我们对十字架的认识和经历上面，至少三个阶段。
Very simply, let me talk about this. There should be three phases that we should enter our own acknowledgement of the cross.
在我们出信的时候，我们来到主面前呢，基督的十字架是为了我自己的得救，啊，为了我自己的成圣，我们经历十字架。
When we have first accepted the Lord as our, first are saved by the Lord,when we see the cross, we think that the cross is really for my own salvation, but my own sanctification. Therefore, there's a cross.
当我们开始进入教会的生活和侍奉，
when we have entered into the church life and the serving,
为着别人能得益处，我们肯舍己，那是另外基督十字架更深一层。
We are willing to consecrate ourselves so other people can benefit from it. That's the next phase, the deeper phase of the cross.
那么更深一层的经历
，the deepest experience that you should have.
十字架呢， 成全了神永远的旨意，神创造万有的那个目的是借着十字架完成的。
The cross was able to complete the eternal purpose, eternal will of our Lord, and it was done because so that our Lord can glorify from it.
我们知道那个目的啊，在启示录里面出现的时候，就是启示录二十一章那个圣城从天而降的新耶路撒冷。
If you read the book of Revelation chapter 21, the eternal purpose is like the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven onto earth.
现在这个女子她歇了她白天的工作，她开始休息了，但是这个时候主来敲门。
This virgin girl has rest her life on earth, and you know, she spent night, she's resting, the Lord now is knocking on her door.
主敲门了，邀请她起来。
The Lord is asking her to get up.
为我开门。
Open the door for me.
就打开她的心门。
To open her door of her heart.
没想到这个女子啊，她的犹疑了一下。
To our surprise, this virgin girl wasn't sure what to do.
她没有回答，中文说我回答说我脱了衣裳。我想她是心里面对她自己说。
This is really just her talking to herself. Like I have put off my tunic.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候主在我们里面有一点点很轻微、很温柔的一点的要求或者邀请的时候，我们还没有跟主说呢，我们只对自己说我不方便，主都听见。
Brothers and sisters, if the Lord has asked a little bit to follow him, maybe you haven't replied to the Lord yet. You just said to yourself, oh, I don't think I can do that. The Lord has heard you say that.
这女子有充分的理由，你看她的理由是什么呢？她说我已经脱下了我白天工作穿的那个短衣。
This virgin girl has all the reason of the world. She said, I have pulled off my tunic.
这个 tunic 呢是像一个 T-shirt 一样，但是它长到了到膝盖的，这是那些做工劳苦的人白天穿的衣服。
To explain, the tunic is like a T-shirt, but it's really long to your knee. This is what the working class or the working people really wear.
他说我白天那么劳苦，我现在已经洗干净了。主啊，你洁净我的生命，我不要再到世界上去劳苦了。
This is almost saying that the Lord, I have worked so much on this filthy earth, and now you have cleansed me. I don't want to go back to this world anymore.
所以他说呢，我怎么能再穿上呢 ？How can I put it on again?
So the virgin girl replied, "Well, how should I pollute them again? My feet are."
弟兄姊妹，我们有时候会这样，我们追求到一个地步，也找到了一些好的属灵同伴呢，我们就跟主说，主啊，我们就这么多人一直在这里等候，直到你回来就好了。
Sometimes some brothers and sisters have found some really wonderful brothers and sisters to work together, to serve together, and they pray, say, oh Lord, just let us be the small crowd, we'll just let her to wait for you to come back.
所以有一些聚会呢，他们很注重生命的追求啊，但从来不传福音，从来不做工的。
Some assemblies really care about the growth of your spiritual life, but they never spread the gospel, do any gospel event.
你有没有碰过这种聚会呢？有没有碰过这样弟兄姊妹？
Have you encountered a certain brothers and sisters like that?
当这样追求的时候，这属灵生命就停顿了，这个聚会很快就老化。
When your spiritual growth is like that, you never spread the gospel, it will stop and it will become very old.
你跟主说，主啊，你看我以前传福音不是很热心，但是你叫我进入内室，现在就我不能再去做以前的工作了。
This person may argue, Lord, I was pretty good with the gospel spreading, but now you ask me to enter the inner room. I don't want to do this earthly work anymore.
第二个他的理由是什么呢？
What's her second reason?
我已经洗了脚了。
I've washed my feet.
怎么在玷污呢？
How could I pollute them?
这个脚穿上鞋在世界上呢，是跟世界接触的。
When you put shoes on, walking on this earth, you're touching the world, connecting with the world.
我们的主耶稣在被卖的那一夜，吃逾越节筵席之前， 他亲自脱掉外衣，束上带子，用毛巾打水，为一个一个门徒洗脚。
At the night of the betrayal, the Lord has taken off his outer garment and put on a belt and washed the feet for every single disciple of his.
洗脚呢，代表说把我们与世界接触所沾染的污染呢，通通除去。
This washing your feet represent to get rid of all the filth that you got from the world.
所以这个女子啊，她有充分的理由说，主啊，你现在来敲门呢，要像你一样到外面去被夜露滴湿，主啊，我已经走过那个阶段了。
The virgin girl is saying that, well, Lord, I have done the being drenched by the nightly dew. I no longer want to go back to the world.
弟兄姊妹，但是这个时候呢，主就把他的手从门上的那个洞伸进来给他看一下。
Our Lord has put his hand by the hole.
好，弟兄姊妹，为什么是让他看他的手呢？
Why would the Lord want her to see his hand?
我们的手，我们主的人的手是做什么用的呢？
What does our hand do?
人的手是做工用的，对不对？
It's to do work.
好，那么主的手是怎样的？
What about the hand of our Lord?
第一个，这个女子看见主的手是被钉子。有钉痕的手。
First of all, the Lord has shown the scar from the nail.
我们知道呢，主的十一个门徒里面，在主复活以后啊，他不在其他十个门徒中间，所以他回来的时候，弟兄们告诉他说，主已经复活了，向我们显现了。他说我不相信，除非我亲自摸他的手。
Brother, sister, Thomas was the one disciple that wasn't there when the Lord revealed himself to him. So when other 10 disciples said, hey, the Lord has resurrected, he said, I don't believe it unless I touch the scar.
我们弟兄马上就知道这是多马。那么第二次主向他们显现的时候，主特别伸出手来说，多马，你近前来，好，摸我的钉痕。你进前来探我的乐吧。
When the second time the Lord revealed himself to the disciples, he came to Thomas and said, Thomas, touch the scar of my hand, Thomas, touch my side.
这个钉痕说出主对我们的爱，他对我们的为我们的牺牲，他的救赎。
This scar on his hand represents the love the Lord had for us, it represents sacrifice the Lord has done for us.So that we can be saved.
而且主耶稣的手是建立人、医治人、扶持人的手。
The hand of the Lord is the hand to heal, to build, and to support others.
弟兄姊妹们，我们记得有一个长大麻风的到主面前来，俯伏跪拜说：“主啊，你若肯。”必能叫我得痊愈。主立刻伸出手来摸他说，我肯，你痊愈了吗？你洁净了吗？
Brother Boy, I forgot the term. Is Mafam, is the measles or what's the...
It's a leprosy.
A leprosy.
Leper.
Sorry.
A leper.
There was this one person with leprosy come to the Lord and said, Lord, please heal me. And the Lord touched this person. The person's completely healed.
你看见主伸手的是为了医治，为了洁净，为了恢复。
The hand of the Lord is to heal, is really to treat and to cleanse.
所以主的手不仅是施怜悯，而且他是拯救的手。
Not only the Lord, but the hand of the Lord has mercy, the hand of the Lord also has salvation.
而且主的手是建立人的手。
The hand of the Lord also builds people.
这个手伸出来，我个人的领会啊，主这一次敲门是邀请这个达到生命美好光景的 基督徒啊，来与他同行，与他同工。
When the hand of the Lord has been shown to this virgin girl that really the Lord is asking her to walk with her, to work with her, to go build with her, go build with him.
所以基督的十字架不仅是救恩的根基。
So the cross of the Lord is, Christ is not just the foundation of salvation.
基督十字架更是侍奉与建造教会的根基。
Also the cross of the Christ is also the foundation of church life and church building.
我相信我们中间呢，在教会负责任的弟兄和姊妹，你们都能领会这件事情。
I truly believe that the co-laborers or the elders of the churches truly understand what I'm saying here.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候听年长弟兄讲，侍奉就是受苦。
I've heard from other brothers and sisters in my young years and saying, serving is suffering.
如果我们没有十字架的心智，弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奉上走不了几天就停下来。
If you don't have the well of the cross,You cannot last many days during service.
所以主在这里来呼召，来邀请这个爱主的人。
So the Lord has called out and asked her to follow, to go with him.
这是我们要更深认识基督的起点。
This is the beginning of our deeper understanding of our Lord.
就是我们以后受的苦不再是为着自己得洁净的苦了。
The starting point is that the suffering that we're going to encounter after this is no longer the cleanse of our own self.
不仅仅是了。
Not only.
Yeah. 而现在呢，要为着教会在肉身中补满基督患难的缺欠。
But also to repay the debt that the church owed to the Lord.
在我们的肉身中啊，为着教会补满基督患难的缺欠。
Our suffering is now in our own, the suffering that we're going to encounter in our life in flesh is going to repay the debt that we owe as a church in the flesh, the debt, so hard to translate.
哥罗西书第一章。第二十三节吧，好像是。哥罗西书第一章。
Book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
二十四节。请弟兄直接读。
It reads, Now I rejoice in the suffering for you, and I fill up that which is behind the tribulation of Christ in my flesh for his body, which is the assembly.
弟兄姊妹，这是主更深的一个呼召。
Brothers and sisters, this is a deeper call from our Lord.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
这个女子啊，虽然她对自己啊，找了很多的借口，想要推脱。
Although she had many excuses, she didn't want to follow.
但是主的爱在她里面得胜。
But the love of the Lord triumphed in her.
她说她一看见主从门孔里面伸进来的手，她说我便因他动了心。
My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels.Yearn for him.
弟兄姊妹，他整个里面的情感都渴慕、渴想要跟主同行。
Her entire emotion that's within her desires to follow the Lord, to walk with the Lord.
我们感谢主，在每一个世代都有许多神的儿女们被主的爱这样得着。
In every age of every time, there'sAlways, brothers and sisters, that is drawn by the word of the Lord and follow him.
当他的心一动的时候
When the person's so-called bow is yearned for him.
第五节他说，我起来要给我良人开门。
In verse 5, the virgin girl did, I rose up to open the door for my beloved.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是何等的宝贵。
Brothers and sisters, how precious is that?
他为着他的主，他现在愿意起来。
Because of her Lord, she's willing to get up.
他开门的时候很有意思啊，他说呢，我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。
It's quite interesting. She said, you know, when she got up for her beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh upon the handles of the lock.
这是一个非常美丽的一件事情。
Now, this is a very beautiful scene.
这一个追求主的女子，她的手也滴下了墨药汁。
The hand of this virgin girl who pursues the Lord is dripping with the liquid myrrh.
这给我们看见了，她在她人生的工作事物的事情上面都有十字架的印记。
This is really seeing that in her own work, in her earthly life, has the sign of the cross.
那为什么她又讲呢？我的指头都留下这个墨药汁呢？
Why is she, my finger is dripping with the liquid myrrh?
圣经上有没有讲到一个人的指头的事情？
Do you remember where the Bible talked about somebody's fingers?
我在诗篇144篇第一节看见大卫讲到他的指头。
In the book of Psalm, chapter 144, verse 1, David talked about his fingers.
His fingers.
His fingers.
Yeah, David's fingers. 这里我读一下，耶和华我的磐石是应当称颂的，他教导我的手征战，教导我的指头打仗。
It reads, Blessed be Jehovah my rock, who teaches my hand to war, my fingers to fight.
我常常想，这指头应该是拿来弹琴的，拿来吹箫的，对不对？
I often think that use your fingers to play the flute or use your fingers to play a violin.
但是大卫讲到神教导他的手征战，他的指头打仗。
But David said the Lord has taught him to fight with his fingers.
我们猜想大卫他打歌利亚的时候，他用手指头从他的那个牧人那个囊那个袋子里面掏出一块光滑的石头，然后用他的手他的指头甩这个鸡血。
David, you know, when David was fighting Goliath, David maybe picked a very smooth rock from the pouch of this
shepherd's
pouch, then sling it onto Goliath using his finger as well.
我们知道那个甩不光是手臂要有力，他的指头是很细微的动作。
When you sling something, not only your arm has to be has a lot of strength, but your finger has to be nimble.
所以这个讲到我们进入与主同工的时候，我们懂得怎样征战，是低下莫要志，向自己死。
This is like saying when we work with the Lord, when we work together with the Lord, we know how to sacrifice, consecrate ourselves. Therefore, we have myrrh dripping from our fingers.
向自己的优点死，向自己的美丽死，向自己的尊严死，这些都是我们征战非常重要的学习。
We should put our own beauty. We should put our own beauty to die. We should put our own glory to die. That's the lesson of the myrrh.
我很喜欢他讲到滴下墨药汁。
I really like when the book it talks about dripping with my fingers with liquid myrrh.
这告诉我们说，这个死在他身上是流动的，是活的啊，是他天天可以啊，在他身上是天天是新鲜的。
It's really saying that this death is like a fluid that's on her. It can go everywhere. It can be refreshed every day.
这个滴在那个门栓上面。
The liquid myrrh is dripping on the handle of the lock.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到这一个人他爱主到一个地步， 他愿意为主的缘故放下他的自己，为着别人能够得着基督的缘故，他愿意忍受基督的苦难和羞辱。
Yeah, in this verse, it really talked about that. This virgin girl, to a point, she's willing to give herself up completely, consecrate herself for the purpose of other people gaining glory and for the purpose of other people gaining life and the purpose of the Lord gaining glory.
所以基督的十字架做工在这个女子身上。
So the cross of Christ is working on this person.
预备她来做神的仆人。
Is to prepare her to be the servant of the Lord.
使她成为与神同工的人。
To let her to be the co-laborer of the Lord.
最后我结束的时候，我讲一点小小的事情。
I'm going to share with you a very small testimony.
我儿子读初中的时候。
Well, my son is in middle school.
有一天下午他放学，我跟他一起在我们家院子里面玩。
After school, I was playing with him in the yard.
我就问他, Stephen, 啊, 你以后长大了要做什么?
I asked him, Stephen, what do you want to do when you grow up?
他没有思索, 他就跟我讲, 他说, Daddy, 我要跟你一样, 我要做个传道人。
He didn't think about it. He just said, Daddy, I want to be a servant of the Lord, like you.
我听得很高兴。但是我也很害怕，我不知道他想的是什么。
I was very happy when I heard that, but I also was very scared because I didn't know what he was thinking about.
后来他长大了，出来做事，我就问他：“你那时候为什么想的要跟爸爸一样呢？”
After he grew up and now he's in the workforce, I asked him, "How come you want to be like me?" When I asked you that,
他说呢：“我觉得很好啊，都是你说话，别人都在听你讲。”他也喜欢说话。
He said, well, because you get to talk a lot and other people listen to you. I like to talk as well.
后来他在主面前蒙怜悯，他有一些的转变。
Then by the mercy of our Lord, he changed a little bit in our Lord.
他人生开始回到主的面前。
His life, as he decided to come back to the Lord.
好几年前有一次我们又在聊天，他就跟我说，爸，我想呢从世界的工作退下来，我要侍奉主。
He told me that I would like to leave this earthly job and I would like to serve the Lord full time.
我就看着他，我说你预备好要受苦吗？
So I looked at him and said, are you willing to suffer?
那他很严肃地跟我讲，他说我知道要受什么苦。
He said, I know what kind of suffering I have to encounter.
我说你有这个心智，主会纪念。
I said, the Lord will remember your will.
弟兄姊妹，我和所有亲爱弟兄姊妹分享。
I, brother, sister, I share with all of you guys.
我盼望在 DC 的弟兄姊妹们，大家都有这个心愿。
I pray all the brothers and sisters in DC area will have this will.
我们看见主身上为我们所做的，他所事的，我们都被他吸引，跟随他。
We are drawn towards the Lord because the work the Lord has done to save us.
这不是说我们要放下我们的职业，乃是说我们的生活、我们的心态、我们的工作都是为着主，为着神的儿女，为着教会的建造。
I am not saying that you should completely give up your current occupation, but I am saying the work you do, the things you do.The purpose of it is to glorify God, is to have other brothers and sisters in the church to gain more.
我们预备好让十字架做工在我们身上。
We need to be ready to have the cross to do work on us.
我们能够得着一个尊荣，成为神的仆人。
So that we can receive such glory to be the servant of the Lord.
成为跟随羔羊侍奉神的人。
To be like the person who follows the Lamb to serve with the Lord.
好，我想今天晚上我就交通到第五节。
Let's stop our fellowship at verse 5 for tonight.
好吧，我们还是先有一些的祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
拜你。我们只能像许多弟兄姊妹所做的见证，我们如今到了这个地步，我们要向自己、向人、向天使、向神说，是你不是我领我到了今天的地步。主啊，我们现在的光景，我们前面需要什么，在你面前都是透亮的。主啊，你知道怎样来吸引我们，你也知道怎样来鼓舞我们，你也知道我们心里面还有什么自己看不见，或者还有什么推脱的理由。但是每次当你在我们里面再把你的爱显明出来的时候，主啊，让我们的心像那个童女一样，让我们舍不得我们的主，我们就愿意放下自己的理由和借口，我们起来为主开门，起来寻找我们的主，起来要好好的紧紧的跟随我们的主。亲爱的主，谢谢你，你是不放弃的主，你在十字架上为我们舍命。主啊，今天你那舍命的大爱成为我们的扶持，成为我们的激励，成为我们的力量。我们把心中的赞美、敬拜、感谢都归给你。主啊，不要停止你做工的手在我们的身上，直到神的荣耀从你蒙救赎的教会得着称颂。我们谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿
们。阿们。
啊，可能读过很多遍，也听过别人讲，大家有什么感想没有？我开头的时候讲了一点读雅歌，我个人啊，我从大概18岁蒙恩蒙怜悯开始就开始读雅歌，一直到2013年吧，啊，那是我62岁的时候，主把雅歌打开，向我打开了。那一段日子非常奇妙，我就整天好像被膏油涂抹一样。那我和我们这边的弟兄姊妹，少数的弟兄姊妹，我们用了大概大半年的时间把雅歌八章交通，然后在2015年、2016年，我刚刚讲，每一年的有四堂在香港和他们的青年夏令会交通，但是每一次读都不太一样。像这一次我和弟兄姊妹读，就读得更细一点。我不晓得弟兄姊妹 so far 有没有觉得主的话让我们知道怎么走路啊？有没有觉得圣灵在我们身上引导我们进入这个与主交通的实际的里面？
嗯，
大家可以自由交通，还有一点时间，不然我就下线了。敏顺交通一点。好久以前在这个 Baltimore 的时候，
没有。
我弟兄，我来稍微通一点吧。
好，请说。
今天我就看到这个，就像说这个女子说，她找去这么多的理由不给主开门。其实真的在我生命里面，我就经历什么呢？有时候我们特别是我们的嘴巴很难管住的，有些话呢，真的是当自己想说的时候，圣灵已经跟我讲了，不能说，不能说。但是呢，就是明明主的手伸来给我，叫我抓住，但是我就是不愿意抓住。 就是要说，就是为了能够让自己肉体的吧得到满足。所以呢，真的是这个十字架的功课，靠着我们自己真的很难很难走不下去的，就是必须要靠着主，真的紧紧抓住他。就是因为我是很多时候呢，我的工作就是跟人打交道的。其实真的在跟人打交道的过程中呢，的确是，如果是像主，我们经常 读圣经，也知道主很多的话，也知道他旨意，但是呢真正的在主的旨意里面能够活出来，真的是每一次都要，可以说是每一次都是真的征战，肉体的征战，就是灵与肉的征战，都是非常的可以说是很就像针扎肉一样，这样子的一个感觉了，都是这样子的，真的。但是呢，只要我们真的能够靠着主，就可以胜过我们自己的肉体。也感谢主了，就是有很多时候呢，的确是像我自己在经历这个十字架吧，我很多时候我的自己一受洗归到耶稣，我就发誓我要跟随主。但是呢，真的在这个生命过来这几年，的确是很多时候都是由于自己的自我往往的阻挡了主对我的爱。感谢赞美主，谢谢分享，谢谢你们听我的分享。
你们独立就在讲话了。
吧，放胆讲一点点。
好，行，明顺，感谢主。
以前在 Baltimore 聚会的时候特别蒙福，就是因为他们那个环境很单纯，常常真的像刚刚伯弟兄分享的，我们就是用神的话来祷告，然后那个时候主的话特别的丰富，特别的多，然后每一天都有主的话。那刚刚在大家在祷告的时候呢，像伯弟兄在分享的时候，也是有一句话一直在我的里面，但我以前有记下来，但我现在又忘记在哪里。他是讲到说，如果我们心里不甘心的话呢，责任已经托付给我们了。那如果我们甘心做神放在我们里面的感动，照着去做，不管它是带导也好，或者是圣灵的一个很小的一个提醒，那如果我们甘心的去做，将来在基督的台前就有奖赏。或许你们可以帮我找一下这段经文，对，
哥林多前书第九章，
对，就是刚刚
很第七节
到的时候，我就不知道为什么这个话在脑子转不出去，就对，但是我也没把它导出来，因为我觉得好像太大了，对，但是我自己心里面就觉得说这个话好像就一直抓着我，也是像刚刚好像伯弟兄有分享到说，有的时候我们也跟神说推，因为我们看到没有果效，或者是我们灰心，我们眼睛看肉眼还没有看到神有应许的应许已经成就，所以有时候会灰心，有时候会丧胆，有时候觉得可能是自己想的吧，所以呢就会退却，然后就会缩起来这样。那不管是在传福音的事情上，或是关心别人上面，那我觉得好像就somehow就这个东西，这句话一直在提醒，他说你如果不甘心的话，责任已经给你了，但是你如果甘心就有奖赏。那这个有的时候这个祷告的服事，不是好像就说你为主托付的一个人或是怎么样，就是说他没有动静，那这个可能是要很多年或者是很多很多日子以后，那但是责任已经托给你的时候呢，你就觉得很就有时候挺为难的，因为有时候很烦，觉得说怎么会这样哦。对，那我想这是一个信心的功课，那也同时也操练一个爱吧，因为我们也确实主在我们身上的工作是花很多时间的， 那我们这个人常常没有耐心，可是若对比神对我们的爱，他的爱何等的有忍耐，那我就觉得说甘心乐意真的是只有当主的爱摸着我的时候，好像就比较能够甘心乐意，就愿意再多花一点时间去为这个不可能的感觉上不大可能的的这个肉眼看不见的环境来祷告。分享到这里，
感谢主。很多在祷告侍奉中有学习的弟兄姊妹，我相信大家都会同意一件事，为着事情，为着需要祷告，好像主的回应快，但是为着人的生命改变，心意改变，这个祷告是一个非常不容易的，这是一个信心忍耐的一个工作。所以在雅各书里面讲，他说劳力的农夫啊，都要忍耐的等候他结出果子来。同样的，我们在这一方面的侍奉是不容易的。我们聚会有一个姊妹，她为她的姐姐祷告了大概15年，我们也被他邀请向他姐姐，每次回远东就看他，跟他传福音，他很客气但是都不接受，但是感谢主啊，现在他的姐姐不仅得救，而且心非常柔软。所以我们姊妹做见证，他说好像主要把他的生命呢给我们做我们的祝福，那个工作非需要十字架不可，主要赶出人里面的一个鬼，一个邪灵，医治一个病，主只要说一句话就可以了。但主要改变我们这个人呢，他要为我们上十字架，这就是他的手，他的手摸我们，我们就得痊愈。但他要得着我们呢，必须要他牺牲的爱，十字架的爱再充满我们。所以雅各书啊，每走一步到一个新的境界，对主的爱的认识体会都不一样。有一首诗歌说，主的爱越久越甘甜，主的爱越久越深。我们读雅各书在对照自己的经历，你就好像被浸在那个爱中一样，是真的，是非常非常真的。但是要领会这个爱啊，需要我们肯跟他同走，要 follow him。你有过一次的舍己，有过一次的说主我失败了，哎，下一次你就感觉主的爱在我里面不一样。其实它原来都是一样的，但是我的度量不一样，我的认识不一样，我的领会不一样，你就更容易被主的爱感动，被他充满。愿主祝福大家。我们这里弟兄姊妹，听说 DC 弟兄姊妹在读雅各书都很羡慕，大家为你们祷告。愿在主回来之前呢，教会就是住在他的爱中。好，我的时间到了，我马上还有一堂聚会，我要下线了，好不好？下个礼拜五见。